Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday the 23rd of October. I hope you're all well. I didn't go to bed last night, I stayed up. I thought I got everything, well, started getting stuff ready for the weekend, and then I thought old Laurel and Hardy are on Over the Water on their debate. I'll watch those two. So consequently, yes, I was able to get everything out nice and early this morning. Does help the fact that Betfair had all the games on and no silly name changes or anything. So yeah, you should all be good to go, you Ultimate boys. I think we had everything up by 9:30. Yeah, watch that nonsense last night. He's just a joke. I mean, neither of them are great, I have to say. I know people say, you vote Trump because you don't want Biden, but it's just an arse, that Trump. He is. He's just an absolute bellend, isn't he? He has just got one modus operandi, which worked 4 years ago. Slag everyone off, drain the swamp, look at me. But I think people have seen through him now. He is actually a bit of a one-trick pony, isn't he? That is all he's got. Just stand hurling insults and try and... he's definitely got that. If he's accusing you of something, it's probably something he's done himself. You know, the corruption and that's all he was trying to get across. Biden family money. I don't think either of them are probably in a position to talk, but he certainly isn't when you look at how he behaves. But I love it. I love the fact that some of you love him and come at me. It's great. It makes my day. Because when you question it, you got nothing. Nothing. Right, what have we got? We got tons of horses, some good racing today, Cheltenham. I've got tons of pod horses. They ran Cabbage yesterday. We've got the football preview. It's all good. Nice weekend. I feel this weekend's going to be a good weekend. I feel it's going to be a right good few quid. And then we get straight out of that into Mindset Monday, don't we? It's going to be lovely. Right. Pod horses first. Glenlivet and Go As You Please. Rubbish yesterday. Go As You Please did trade. 50%. Hit a low of 2.56 from 6.8. As I say, I've got some interesting numbers there for those of you who want to trade these, which I will share at the end of the month. But today we've got three meetings. So hello, Nitesh, get your little typing skills out. Good old Nitesh, lovely lad. Post them on the Twitter in a nice format every day. Appreciate that. Right, 150 Cheltenham, Ask for Glory, and in the same race, Midnight River. I'll just get their usual disorganisation. Been up early, still can't get the prices up. Let's just get these up. Horse racing, Cheltenham 150. Ask for Glory is 2.48. Midnight River 4.2. They are the front two in the market, so you may want to Dutch them. You may want to back Midnight River and cover on Ask for Glory. 225 Cheltenham. Much the same. Two again in this race, Galvin and Soldier of Love. Galvin 2.78, Soldier of Love 8.4. You may want to back Soldier of Love. That's probably what I will do, win and place. Cover on Galvin. 3 o'clock, Hijack is 7 and Captain Tomcat 11. So both those win and place, Hijack and Captain Tomcat. And 3.35... Rouge Vif, Daryl Jacobs mount, not my favourite jockey, I have to say, but Rouge Vif, small win and place, I'll be on that one. But that's the Cheltenham pod horses, Ask for Glory, Midnight River, Galvin, Soldier of Love, Hijack and Captain Tomcat, and Rouge Vif. That is Cheltenham. Newcastle, there is one. I have got some mentions later, but let's do Newcastle horse racing. Newcastle, it is in the 7.30, and it is Stefano Cerchi's mount, Habit Rouge, 4.1. It's 7.30, Newcastle, Habit Rouge, and Doncaster at 1 o'clock, Titian in the 1 o'clock, 4.3, 1.30, C. Silph, 5.5. Also in that race, Beloved, Andrew Etzini's mount at 10. So again, you might want to Dutch them or win and place. Both of them favouring more on Beloved. And 3.15, Opera Gift, which is a washing Murphy's shout. Washing machine is on in the saddle. 3.0, lump on. opera gift in the 3:15. Go on, Washeen. As I say, I will give the results for all these at the end to just BSP and betting at 11 o'clock. I'll do all that, but I'm not telling people. I get people, what should I do? What should I do? I'm not telling people how to bet them. Did have an interesting one yesterday. In the mentions, we had a nice winner. And one of the guys, I can't remember, posted on Twitter that he backed it at 12. I wouldn't be touching Betfair in the morning. The markets are so weak, particularly the bigger priced ones. You know, if you've got, you know, we have 500 people a day roughly listen to the pod. Let's assume that there's 30 or 40 who want to listen to it to get the horse info. Even if all those people only have fivers and tenners on, it wipes out any money on Betfair in that early morning. For your own consistency, some will drift, some will come in, you're better waiting. I just back them just before the off. You're better waiting and backing then. And then you can make a call. If one has been 18 in the morning and it is now 12, I wouldn't be backing it. It may win, but you're not going to win taking 6 points under all the time in the long term. You know, you got to look at it again. Oh, I missed a 12 winner. Well, not really, because if you're taking 12 on 18 shots long term, you are not going to be making much money over, you know, over a period. Again, it's getting that looking away from one individual bet. I don't know if you remember last week, I said I got a horse and I pulled out and said I'm not going to give it to you. The price has shortened. It was 24 in the morning when I was given it, and it went off at 10. It did win, but I wasn't going to give it to you at 10, because again, if I'm getting them at 24 and you're backing them at 10, you're just not going to win. So I would always wait, and then you can always make that call and say, nope, that price has shortened too much, I'll leave it. And you're not going to do yourself. Certainly if a price is shortening, you know, 25% or more, I would be taking a step back and saying, not for me. I sort of tend to go, if it's a 12-14 shot, I'd take 10s. I wouldn't be taking single figures. If it was a 5 shot, I'd go down to sort of 4-7-2 maybe. You know, you don't want to be taking massive cuts in what you're betting if you're going to do these. Right, so that's the pod horses. Now you've got to bear with me again as I wade through my e-text. I'm sorry, as I say, when we change to Telegram, I'll just be able to type this out on Telegram and won't have to worry because there's no time pressures. Right, 150 at Cheltenham also had word for Midnight River. 3 o'clock at Cheltenham. Let me go back to Cheltenham on Betfair. Just conscious that some of these are small fields as well. Obviously, if we've got horses in the race. 3 o'clock, we've got Captain Tomcat and Hijack. Also had word here for Our Power. 3:35, we've got Rouge Vif. I've also had word for Ballywood in the 3:35, which is 6.8. 4:10, it's not run. A Pipe Smoker's not running. 4:45, had a small word for Return Ticket. Oh, this is another one of these four runner races back in the outsider. Return Ticket. And on the 5:15, good word for One True King and Magic Dancer. Had decent shouts for both of those, One True King and Magic Dancer, in the 5:15. That's it. They only sent me Cheltenham today, so far. So that's it. Horse wise. Again, thank you, Nitesh, for sorting through that. Right. It is Premiership preview time, and we start with Aston Villa versus Leeds. Villa 2.18, draw 3.8, Leeds 3.5. Seen steady money for Villa all week, obviously going well. Fat Fingers matched at 2.9 earlier in the week, they're now down to 2.18, being steadily coming in. Has been a great start for them, you know, got to give them credit, been a good start. I still am not into the Leeds thing. I still think it was a bit hyped up when they came up. And I just want to see more games, really, and see how they settle and get a view on them. Villa have played 9 home games against teams who sit mid-table since they've been back in the Premier League, and they've only lost one of those, and that was the first game of the season when they came back up home to Bournemouth. That's a slightly distorted stat because 5 of the games were sort of in the first part of last season, so while these were mid-table teams, the table hadn't quite settled down. But certainly from the turn of this year, looks solid. When home teams in the Premier League priced 2 to 2.25 in the last 12 months, there's been only 5 away wins in 33 games, showing a 12-point profit laying away teams. So the value may have gone on Villa, the people who've been backing them all week, but a lay of Leeds here doesn't look a bad play, laying Leeds away to Villa. I mean, it nearly brings tears to my eyes talking about this next lot now. West Ham versus City. West Ham at 8s, City 5.5, City 1.43. I'm just not in the mood or in the right place to talk about this East End mob yet. I've not recovered. Still dribbling in the corner. The facts are that since May 2014 against the Big Six at home, and that's not the top six, the Big Six clubs, I think we all know who they are, back in West Ham at home, they've generated 25 points profit in 37 games. Included in that is a win over City. In their last 40 goes at home against top six sides, they've won as many as they lost. You know, you look at West Ham and think they've been pretty dross for a few years, but they've won 16 and lost 16 against top six sides. I don't expect them to win. You know, I didn't expect them to come back last week. I didn't expect them to beat Wolves. I didn't expect them to beat Leicester. That's, again, just opinion. But 8 looks a bit big on the numbers. 8 looks a bit big. They have confidence. The City defence can be got at. You know, not a solid bet, play, trade, whatever on West Ham. But I think, you know, 8 looks a little bit big. Conversely, you could lay City at 1.43. With a view to trade. You know, so City, it depends again what City team turn up. If City turn up and do what Spurs did, start fast, get early goals, they certainly won't give it up like Tottenham did. But, you know, if West Ham get a foot in the game, the one thing you've got to give them credit for, they didn't put their head down last week, even when they were behind. They kept going, and whilst I don't think they deserved a draw, you know, they got one, but that's that. So, yeah, lay of City perhaps at 1.43. Next, Fulham v Palace, 2.92 Fulham, 3.25 the draw, 2.82 Palace. Match odds wise, nothing in this for me. Fulham are going down, as I keep telling you. Palace are better away for me than they are at home, but they've still only won a couple of their last 10 away to bottom six teams. The angle I like here, and I will be having a bet, is the unders. Palace away when unders is odds on, and they're not against a big six side. 32 games for 7 points profit. Only 9 losses, and only 2 of those games have had more than one goal by half time. So, you know, you've got 30 games that have got to half time, either 0-0 or 1-0 either way. So I will probably be trading the unders here, Fulham versus Palace, or just back the unders outright. But I'll probably just trade that Fulham v Palace under 2.5. Man U v Chelsea. Man U 2.52, the draw 3.7, Chelsea 2.96. Yeah, Man U, Chelsea, or should I say Man United plus 1 versus Chelsea. I mentioned the penalty scenario in the week since Ollie's appointment. The stats came out. People send me stuff in. I like it. They've had 10 more penalties than any other club in Europe since Ollie's been manager. It's a staggering number. Numerical terms, it calls 40% more penalties than their nearest rival right across Europe. Or the next one in the list. And I mentioned it earlier in the week. I said I'll lose a few United fans. They'll bite. They can't help themselves, can they? They can't help themselves. Got one telling me or trying to tell me that they attack more. Fuck off. They attack more. That's why they get more penalties. I mean, Do people read what they send me? Why would you send me that? It's absolutely fucking mental. Are you telling me that this Man United team attack more than City, Liverpool, Spurs even, Bayern Munich, Juve, Inter? I mean, even if we took the two big Spanish clubs and saying they're in sort of dire straits a little bit at the minute, are you telling me that this Man United side attack more than Bayern Munich and Liverpool? Just behave yourself. I mean, you could get away with it when Fergie was manager, but there's having team glasses and there's having team glasses, isn't there? Sort yourselves out. It just cracks me up. I always say to Sam when I get him, I say, this is the world where I think it is this instantaneous sort of Twitter type thing. Why don't people just stop and engage their brain before speaking? And I mean everybody, politicians, just think what you're saying before you say it. Give yourself a little time out and then do it. I'm going to send Ian this. I'm going to tell him that United attack more. I mean, if you genuinely believe it, you either need to stop sniffing the glue, stop drinking, and go and get some help. But I honestly don't believe anybody can sit there and say Man United attack more than anybody else. Honestly, do me a favour. Right, where were we? United, great. I'm still laughing now. Back in the draw when the big six play each other and neither seed side is odds on has produced 18 points profit from 129 games. Back in the draw when United are at home against big six sides, not odds on, 8 points. And back in the draw when Chelsea are away and not odds on against big six sides is 13 points. So for me, back in the draw in this game with two managers who I'm still unconvinced about, I think back in the draw, either whether you want to trade it or whatever, but back in the draw looks a good play for me in Man United versus Chelsea. Liverpool versus Sheffield United. Liverpool 1.27, draw 7, Sheffield United 13.5. Oh, sticks in the throat, but it's now 61 games for Liverpool, unbeaten at home. 7 points profit, backing them blind every game since August 2017. It's got to end sometime, but it's not going to be Sheffield United, is it? I've just got to end so I don't have to keep saying it for another 15 games this season. I'll have to stop these previews. It's going to kill me. But yeah, Sheffield United won't be ending it. And if you like Liverpool sub 1.3, go and collect your money again. I can only see one result here, and that is Liverpool making that 62 games unbeaten, probably with another win. Southampton versus Everton. Southampton 2.84, draw 3.55, Everton 2.68. Doing a look at this game, I was amazed that just shows how Everton's doldrums have been. They've only played one game as a top six side against a sort of team in the middle in the last 4 years. That's sort of how long, you know, we did sort of talk of Everton being a top six side, but even with teams like Chelsea have dropped out and Tottenham have dropped out, it tends to have been somebody else, Leicester, Wolves, Sheffield United, whoever has filled that top six space. So Everton haven't got a lot of record as a top six side in recent times to look back on. Obviously they are a different outfit this year, we can't say they're not. Different manager, quality manager, top manager, bought a couple of good players. And they did get through the game last week with a draw. Some will say they're fortunate to do so. Not me, but some will. Saints, 21 games in the Premier League, price between 2.5 and 3, and a small profit of 1.34 points backing them in that price bracket. Everton away to home teams, price between 2.5 and 3 has occurred 31 times, and a 5.58 point lay in Everton, further 6 points back in the draw. Because it is a revamped Everton, you know, if this had been Everton of last season, I would have definitely been on the side of laying them. But somebody put a gun to my head, that would be the bet I'd have. If somebody held a gun and said you've got to have a bet, I would probably lay Everton at 2.68. But it's really, you know, another one I'm not going to get massively involved or not going to get involved in. I don't know whether it's on any of my ultimate systems. All the stuff I tell you isn't on my ultimate systems. I don't even look at. They just go out and go to a bot. I don't even look at what they are in relevance to this, by the way. This is sort of on a match-by-match basis on the day. Wolves v Newcastle. Wolves 1.82, draw 3.6, Newcastle 5.5, laying the draw when Newcastle have been priced over 5 away from home. Shows a profit of 17 points from 60 games, and that would be my play here. But in matches where Wolves have been odds on at home, in their last 19 games where they've been odds on at home, only two have gone over 2.5 goals. I found that staggering. And obviously, if you lay in the draw, the more goals you have, the less chance there is of a draw. So again, I would leave it, maybe scout the unders. The way the season's going, either team could win this. You know, last year you'd have probably been fairly confident Wolves, but I think genuinely it's one of them starts to the season here. Arsenal versus Leicester. Oh, this is going to stick, this one. I can't even believe I'm going to say the words, but it pains me to say it again. But I think Arsenal are big here. I really do. I think Arsenal against top six, teams in the top six, again, not the big six. They've only lost twice in the last 19 at home. Back in Arsenal, blind at home, wins since 2012. When Arsenal are priced 1.5 to 2, it does show a loss, but even that's distorted because all that money where they lost is made up. They lost 5 or 6 on the bounce under Emery in that price bracket. Previously, they won 12 out of 14 under Wenger. They're on a run of 4 out of 4 under Arteta in that price band. It's a game I don't mind being wrong about, but I think backing the Gunners at 1.992 is I think it's a good bet. Arsenal versus Leicester. I do think Arsenal will win this, and I think everything tells me in the price that they're worth a punt. I haven't done Brighton versus the Rutherford. I might visit that on Monday. And Burnley versus Tottenham. Again, I've got to get away from last week's abomination. I know people say, oh, you're looking at it with Spurs. I think Spurs have been good. I think they looked good against Newcastle, peppered the goal. You know, didn't score, but peppered the goal. Got done by, you know, what is a ridiculous penalty. They clearly have changed the rule since then because there's been nothing like it since that after what was going on in the first few weeks. So you do feel a little bit hard done by. Racked up 6 at Man U, 3 again last week. Could have been 4-5-6, didn't convert. But, you know, and what happened at the end, you know, I agree with Mourinho. It would, another 50 games, that won't happen again. We have got that Spursiness in us, but that was unbelievable. Got 3 again last night. You know, we're changing the team around a bit, but Son came on and got a goal, I believe. I think they're going to score, just with the players they've got, they're going to score, and they're going to score lots, I think, against lots of teams. And they do need to defend better. That comes down to the personnel. Sanchez is shite. Aurier's not very good. Winks, if he plays, is fucking garbage. You know, Burnley started slow. They've lost at home to Brighton. They've lost at home to Southampton. I think the last team they beat at home was Watford when they were relegated or about to be relegated. I do think Spurs will win this. Do I want to back them at 1.6? No, I don't. But Burnley, home to odds on side, has only seen 1-0-0 in the last 3 years, and that may be a game I'll trade the 1.5 20 minutes or so in if it's still 0-0 after 20 minutes and that price has inflated a bit. I'll probably trade the 1.5 market. But as I say, yeah, I do think Spurs will win it, but I just can't. Don't want to. If I get involved at 1.6, I'll be punching myself if they didn't win. I'd be self-harming in the corner after last week as well. Right, last week I gave you a couple elsewhere. I'm trying to do this in a different way each week just to get people to look differently at things. So for Ultimate members, I've visited the ELO database here. May help you just look at it in slightly different ways just when I go through things. You have got in Belgium, Ghent are 1.9 at home, and odds on teams at home in Belgium who are 0 to 50 points clear ELO wise sees laying the away team make 22.9 points profit in 99 games. So
maybe something that you want to look at there is laying the away team, Ghent, a 1.9. Laying, I think it's Genk they're playing. I didn't write the opposition down, but I think it's Genk. Let's just get it up quickly. Just check. Don't want to give you fake news. Yeah, Genk. Again, the price depends what the price goes there. But if Ghent are odds on, 50 points clear, or 0-50, then that's a reasonable punt. And in Holland, Eredivisie, laying the away team when the home team is odds on, and an ELO in favour of the home team greater than 50, sees the away team only win once in the last 22 games and only win three in the last 42, generating 20 points profit in those 42 games laying away. There's two qualifiers in that this week, 20 away to Utrecht and Emmen away at Heerenveen. 20 have played 15 away games under this criteria, 1-0. You'd have had 15 straight lays correct. Emmen do fare slightly better. They've got 4 wins in 22, but only 1 in the last 13. And Heerenveen went under this criteria, have only lost 2 of 19 at home. So I think they are two reasonable plays based on the ELO numbers, laying 20 away at Utrecht and laying Emmen away at Heerenveen. But again, really just doing that to get you guys looking at those who've got access to that database, looking at it slightly differently. Just when you start playing around, you can find 2 or 3 standouts. Don't need to find some in every game, just 2 or 3 standouts, and they were the ones for me this week when I had a look this morning. Right, that's it. Have yourselves a lovely little weekend. And, well, I'll be back tomorrow anyway. Have a nice weekend. I'll be back. I've just got a feeling that this is when this football season starts now. We've got all that sort of, I know there's one in November. I think with COVID that might get booted, hopefully. But that we can actually just knuckle down into the football now. Teams getting games under their belt, bit of form. I think it's all going to be good. I am genuinely looking forward to it. So I'm very excited about this weekend. I'm like a kid in a sweet shop again. I don't know why. Right, have a lovely little weekend, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And if anybody's got any evidence that Man United attack more, that's why they win more penalties, I'm happy to see it.